Escaping Denver, Episode 6, The Choice. Sorry if I'm snappy this morning. I'm really not winning. I got an official warning from the building manager re my smoking. And I appreciate the suggestions to use gum or the patch to quit. I'm not quite there. When I am ready to quit, believe me, I will get all over it. Right. Before we get too far into this episode, there are a couple things I'd like to address based on the emails I've been getting. I started this podcast asking for help. Initially, I was hoping to get Noah and Sarah out, but I quickly realized I'm not really in a position to do that. How would I even go about doing that? Do I just walk into the Denver airport and ask their information desk to access their secret bunker and, if it's not too much trouble, the ability to free a couple of their test subjects? No. I don't think we're going to be the rescue team to get them out. But I do think we're the right people to figure out what happened. Maybe get them some justice after the fact. Maybe just get closure on the subject, or at the very least provide some sort of context to what they went through. I don't know. This isn't a post-mortem, because as far as I'm aware, they are still very much alive, at least as far as the messages go. What this is a chronicling of a few very terrible days. Sure, it's taking us weeks to go through, but that's only because the messages came in one lump mess. So yes, I acknowledge that your emails and information can't help them in real time, but maybe they can help the next batch of captives. Maybe stop there from ever being a next batch. So please, keep sending them. So, once again, we find our heroes locked in a room with monsters on the outside. This time, likely just the one monster. Like how casually I throw around the word monster now? That's unsettling. Anyways, it sounds like this giant monster is just outside the door and the phone is ringing. Who's on the other side of the call? Well, we can assume it's their ally, the person on the inside helping them, but really it could be anyone. And what was with Tunnel Tarzan? How are Noah and Sarah not way more interested in the wild man living in the caves? Can humans even survive without sunlight for years? I'll research while we jump back in with Noah and Sarah.
We do?
I don't know. But I think the door will hold. Almost like it was designed to lock monsters out.
Or lock monsters in. What the hell is this room?
Looks like a lab or something. Hard to tell in this light. There's still stuff in the cupboards. Containers, boxes. It feels like they got up and left. Maybe that's why everything feels so abandoned.
We should get the phone.
Noah?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm here too. Thanks for asking.
I've been ringing for hours now.
We know. You apparently woke up the monster.
You've seen them?
No, but something big is outside our door waiting.
Them? You're telling us there's more than one monster down here?
Yes, many.
You've seen them?
No, I haven't been below my own floor. But I know that where you are used to be under our control.
The control of the New World Order?
The Collective would be a more fitting name.
Collective of what? Jesus! You're supposed to be helping us, and instead of answers, we're just always ending up with more questions.
And more questions lead to more answers.
That hasn't happened yet.
Why did the Collective lose control down here?
The official statement said structural integrity, but it's because of your monsters. It has to be. This was all before my time, though, in the late 80s.
You knew there were monsters down here, and you sent us here anyway?
What was the alternative? I assure you, there are no shortage of monsters up here either. Just different.
Okay, what's our next step? Why did you send us down here?
Next steps are all leaps of faith.
Well, that's unnerving.
What do you mean?
I haven't been down there. From here on out, we're relying on blueprints, hearsay, and rumor.
We followed your lead, and now you're telling us that we're moving forward with a guessing game.
You're free to climb back upstairs. I'm sure the tests would be happy to have their little mouse back.
Stop fighting. Where are we currently? It looks like a lab.
Lab 4126, to be precise. It doesn't say what was done there, so I don't know what resources you'll find. I do know that it has steel doors, so you should be safe to rest there. Is there power?
Well, now that we shut the door, it's pretty dark, so I don't know. Sarah, let's check the lights. If you can find them.
Found it.
No, doesn't look like... Wait. Hey, there's a blinking green light. It's plugged in. We have a live outlet.
Ta-da!
And we have light.
I don't know how often you'll find power going forward. I would use this time to charge your batteries, literally and figuratively.
Then what? Get charged up, phone and bodies, what next? We still have a literal monster outside our door.
You're in a very large laboratory complex. You should be able to go lab to lab without going back into the main hall. At least for a while, it will hold.
What have you gotten us into?
The only way out I can fathom.
Hold on a second. I should have been recording from the start.
She's right. There's another lab back here. And we've got full power.
Hey, don't go any further. Hey, come back.
It seems safe enough.
Okay. Be careful.
Like that means anything anymore. I sometimes forget I'm recording anymore. That was the voice, the one that's supposed to be helping us, and the one who led us into what's likely a monster hellscape. Not exaggerating. Anyway, you heard the voice. We're in some sort of lab now. Labs. No beakers or test tubes, though. Nothing mad scientist-y. Just a lot of empty countertops and cupboards filled with who knows what. Lucky for us, these creeps equipped their labs with giant doors for whatever reason, so we're safe. It'll hold. There's this vague chemical smell in this room. Not quite sour, pungent. It's foul. I swear it's something like formaldehyde or something similar. Why would you need formaldehyde in an underground lab? What kind of nightmares are they cooking up? The only saving grace is that this place hasn't been used in years. The dust without the scary paw prints being on them is the only thing I have to back that up. But it's promising. What do you think the chances are of there being keys in one of these drawers? Despite there being power in this room, only about half the bulbs are lit. As such, I'm going to need to use my flashlight to see what the room has to offer. Signing off for now.
We're about to switch to Noah's recording, so I figured it was a pretty good place for me to jump in. So a fully stocked lab, sitting untouched since the 80s, miles beneath the Denver airport. Well, sounds just as crazy when I say it out loud. Did the collective really leave in such a hurry that they didn't clear out their cupboards? Because of unruly monsters? That doesn't bode well for our two friends if it's so dangerous that the collective and all of its infinite resources had to pull out this quickly. And what did the ally say about there being more monsters? That's the kind of information you wish to have before you climb down into this mess. If the ally is helping, why the hell is she holding back?
There. Sorry about that. I meant to be recording these talks, just in case I miss anything.
You're always so good about that.
And we've got full power.
Hey, don't go any further. Hey, come back.
Let her go.
It seems safe enough.
Okay. Be careful.
She can't go far.
Why am I letting her go exploring on her own?
So we can speak. You can't trust her.
Sarah? Why not?
You just can't.
Okay, you're gonna have to give me more than that.
For starters, her name's not Sarah. There is no Sarah in the experiment.
I don't understand.
She's lying, Noah. She's only ever out for herself. You have to be careful with who you trust if we're gonna get you out.
And what about you? I have no idea who you are. We've been calling you Bob Lazar after the...
I know who he is. We aren't the same. He had left, whereas I'm still very much inside. Were I to give you my name, they would find me, kill me, and end your chances at freedom. Already, I have stayed here too long.
Then what do I call you?
You don't.
So can people live without the sun? Technically, a human can survive without sunlight, but is likely to die from other complications, like diseases or whatever they get from lack of sunlight. What I'm saying is Tunnel Tarzan is likely sick, depressed, and pale. Or he's lying about being down there for years. I'm a few cups of coffee and several pages into a deep dive about Bob Lazar, so I apologize if it feels like I'm rambling. But the guy's a rock star, if he's legit. Basically, he gets hired to work at a base near Area 51 so he can reverse engineer an alien ship. Cool, right? He sees shit and then goes public all about it, even names an element that had yet to be synthesized, which I still don't fully understand. But how is he perceived? Well, pretty much how the police perceived me when I reached out. Crazy. Even after some of the stuff he said proved to be real, the damage was done. And I guess I know how things might end for me. I gotta believe he was on the level. If he was and that facility existed, then maybe this place in Denver exists and I'm not pulling my hair out for nothing. Although, if this is all an elaborate hoax, at least nobody would be in any real danger. I'm not gonna lie. There's a big part of me that wants all of this to be real. Like a childhood fulfillment or validation. For monsters to exist, for aliens to have landed, for there to just be more, you know? I am both jealous of and terrified for Noah and Sarah. They are the fortunate doomed. So, the ally was no real help to them. Unless I missed something, and please let me know if I did, but she really didn't tell them anything that would help them out that much, or even at all. Instead, she threw some serious doubt into our boy Noah about Sarah, though, if that is her real name. You know what? I'm not sure it matters, to be honest. She seems like she's very much in the shit with Noah, so who cares if she didn't trust him with her real name? I'm not certain I would either, random guy on the other side of glass. It's not a game changer for me. What matters, though, is whether it is for Noah.
She hung up, and I didn't learn anything. You missed the beginning of the call, but really it was nothing. Welcome to the lab. Hang tight. She's not Sarah.
Noah! Get in here.
Put a pin in that. You all right?
Yeah. You good?
Yeah.
Do you have anything good to say?
Not really. She hung up.
Great. You think she'll call back?
No idea, but I mean, I think so.
Okay. Well, while we wait, let me welcome you to the Monster Lab.
The Monster Lab?
Well, the lab where they studied monsters. Monster zoology.
Cryptozoology. Basically, the study of monsters. They aim to prove cryptids exist. Bigfoot, Loch Ness.
If it's all the same to you, I'm just going to stick with Monster Lab.
What makes you think it has anything to do with the monsters?
Aha. I need us to follow up. Predictable, Noah. One, there are about 10 bins of skulls, all different ones.
Monster skulls.
Every skull looks like a monster skull. I can't tell. But I also found this.
What is it?
Proof. Come on, open it.
Okay. I'm opening the box and... Oh, God! Ugh! Oh, what the hell is that?
A tongue.
A tongue? It's the size of a toddler.
Gotta be. It has taste buds. I knew I could smell formaldehyde, so I just followed my nose.
You called me over to gross me out.
Nah, that was an added bonus. I called because I found a set of keys.
What are they open?
No idea yet, but I'm hoping that door. And given our situation, I figured it best to pair up before embarking past any locked doors. Want to do the honors?
You gonna get rid of...
I'll get rid of the tongue. Wait, let me go grab my bed leg.
I have the gun.
Which is why I want my bed leg. Look, I'm hoping the door leads to a closet filled with food. But given how things seem to go, I don't want to be at the mercy of whatever is out there without anything to defend myself with. Shit. I keep forgetting about our hallway friend. Scared the shit out of me. Ready? Oh, good. Another hallway.
Shh. Well, it is another hallway.
Black tile and black walls. Not ominous at all.
There's only one set of doors in the whole hallway.
So?
Weird is all.
No more weird than anything else.
Find anything else that's useful yet?
No, but I stopped looking when I found the keys. Speaking of which, thank you. Shall we?
Let's do it.
Wait.
What the?
Hello!
It's a theater.
Close. It's an operating theater.
Like for surgeries?
Yeah.
Do these even exist still?
Not outside a museum.
Well, it's huge.
A little too big, actually. You could operate on a dozen people down here.
Or maybe one big thing. Jeez, there must be seating for 100 people here. 6, 7, 8 rows, plus...
Are those...
Yeah, I think so.
In concrete?
Yeah.
Can claws even do that to a wall?
Apparently.
I want to leave here.
Yeah, let's. After seeing that space, this hallway feels more like a choke point to prevent big things from leaving the theater.
How would something that big even get in there?
There was a bay door on the back wall. I'm guessing it leads to a whole other floor.
Oh, this place goes on forever.
It definitely goes on. Okay, back to the first lab.
So, what now?
We listen. How are you for battery?
68%.
I'm at 42. I'll go first. And food?
Three of those astronaut bars. Split one?
You see my phone? Ah, I'm an idiot.
Forgot it was in your pocket?
Yeah.
And now they're in an operating theater. This is all starting to give me serious One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest vibes, you know? Like a decommissioned mental hospital from the 50s or something. It's one thing for them to do their monster alien autopsy stuff in a lab, but why an operating theater? Why the need for an audience? And who would that audience even be? I mean, the collective is supposed to be this super secret society or whatever, but now I'm to believe they're just totally open to having an audience for their experiments? It's weird. It just doesn't make sense.
Phone's ringing again.
You don't need to record everything. Just answer the damn phone.
Hello?
I need to move. They'll be able to trace this phone's activity eventually. We need to stay ahead.
I don't...
Of course you don't understand, but you will. There's a door in the next laboratory.
There are a few doors.
This one leads to a hallway.
We know it.
Good. There is a room.
The operating theater.
Don't interrupt me. In that room, there should be a large metal door.
We saw it earlier. It was shut.
You can't expect us to willingly walk into where there were monsters.
I don't expect anything from you, Sarah. I merely point out the next step to take if you trust me.
No.
We don't know if that thing is still in the hallway. This might be our only way out.
There has to be a third option. Two bad options isn't really a choice.
Then what's the answer?
I don't know, but it's not going further down into this madness. Ever since we started listening to your inside man, things have gotten decidedly more dangerous.
She's helping.
Is she? It sounds to me like they have the perfect way to have us walk deeper into this maze.
They don't want us here.
I don't want us here. Let's just go back up and beat this stupid maze together. Maybe that's our way out. Look, the phone rang and nothing smashed into the door. The monster's gone. Now's our chance to sneak away.
I can't.
Why do you trust her? We don't know who the hell she is.
Well, the same could be said for you.
You have something to say?
She told me your name's not Sarah. That you've been lying.
And you believe her. Of course you do. I'm going back up. If you want to come, cool. Otherwise, good luck.
Just like that.
Just like that.
You know, she said you were only ever out for yourself.
Well, someone has to be.
You're really gonna leave?
You're really not gonna come? Thought so. Bye.
Bye.
The breakup. Now, I know they're not together, but they were a team for a bit. And now, Sarah is choosing to go it alone. Well, She's choosing not to trust the ally, but it's basically the same thing. And she must feel pretty strongly about it too, because I can't think of anything that would drive me back into the hallway with that giant creature. Plus, Noah seems so convinced that they need to follow their ally that I really don't know who's right. I think I'm going to go with Noah on this one, though. The danger feels less imminent. Plus, what if the ally really is right and this is the only way out? It's a lot to think about. Big thank you to Curious Cast for your continued support in getting these messages out. And come back next time for another episode of Escaping Denver.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.